estimate the block size as 2.1 high, 1.1 across, and 0.3 meters minimum. Okay, that's the absolute minimum of the block size. That would weigh 1¾ tons, 1.77 metric, 1.75 US, all right? Which is itself huge. There's an enormous wastage of marble on any account here, well over two-thirds of it, okay? So this is a statement. Anybody who knew anything about stone would pick up on that. Secondly, and I can see this from here, and Chris can see it from where he is, when you look at, there's a blue vein down this side here, and when you look at where the blue vein appears the other side, you realize that the bedding plane of the marble actually is about on this angle here. So the marble was specifically quarried for this statue, and the bedding plane was aligned with the extension of the arms. This entails that somebody went to Paros with a model of it and went to the quarry and said, I want you to cut this on the bias. This is not unique. The giants in the old Athena temple in Athens are also cut on the bias. The Nike of Callimachus is cut on the bias because the drapery there comes out at an angle like this, and the bias goes this way with the Nike of Callimachus. And the lunging warrior from Daphne in the Aegina Gallery of the National Museum is also cut on the bias because he had arms out like this, like the Borghese warrior. So this is something they're doing between 500 and 450. It definitely entails the use of models. This thing was very, very meticulously planned over a very long time, a comparatively long time, okay? So bear that in mind when you, obviously this gels with the quality of the piece, right? So, but bear that in mind when you're thinking about it. They didn't just choose any old block of marble and carve it.